every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Arensa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
7:33. According to the Ombuds 2017-2018 annual report, the majority of complaints reviewed between last year, April, and March of this year related to refunds with dispute resolution and assessments, also high up on the list of taxpayer headaches. And to talk to us about the actual report, we're joined on the line by Advocate Eric Mkawane, who is the CEO of the Office of the Tax Ombudsman. Advocate, thank you so much for your time this morning. Take me through what the report found outside of the majority of the complaints.
Well, I think that's just a good morning to the listeners as well. And looking at some of the key things that we experienced in the previous financial year, I think those three mentioned things were the things that occupied us the most. If you look at the refunds, for example, we actually just took the top 10 refunds that we had to facilitate and have them paid out. The value thereof, it's almost 450 million that SARS had withheld, and we, with our intervention, SARS paid out to taxpayers. Now, of course, it's not all. We just looked at the top 10. So you can imagine what would have happened, under normal circumstances. Those kind of taxpayers would have had to go to court to force us to pay out those kind of refunds. So now the taxpayers are not paying anything by approaching our office for us to be able to facilitate the resolution of those kind of cases.
With the engagements you've had with SARS, do you get the impression that they are, more forthcoming with respect to addressing some of the specifics or implementations that you may have recommended in the past?
Well, look, I mean, the recommendations that we made, specifically relating to those that those cases where we finalized, they have implemented. I mean, you see about 99% of the recommendations that we made were implemented by SARS. So it is more responsive, yes, but there is always room for improvement in other areas of complaints handling. So sometimes, the main challenge right now is just the time SARS takes in responding to those recommendations. Yes, it may have implemented the recommendation. The question is, how long did it take? So that's the issue that we are dealing with the Revenue Authority at this stage.
I understand that the Tax Ombud, I think, is celebrating 5 years. Do you find that the challenge that you had before, where people didn't know about your existence and they knew nothing about what the office was mandated to do, is that slowly changing and people are now approaching your office more and more?
Yes, the things are changing. Obviously, we set the office from scratch. There wasn't anything before we came into existence. So you can imagine the whole country needs to be informed, and that's a big challenge of driving that awareness. You see the numbers in terms of, we started with probably in the region of 600 in contact to the office when we, in the first few months of our existence, and now we are serving probably up to 17,000. In the past financial year, of which under 4,000 were complaints. So more and more people are becoming aware, and more people are getting to the office. However, there is still so much to do because you need to have a presence or footprint expansion, and be more accessible to all the taxpayers throughout the country. Currently, we have one office in Pretoria, which is not ideal. For some of the taxpayers in other provinces, they would rather want to come to the office. than to just use the the normal channels of emails and the like.
Following the publication of this report, what recommendations have you suggested for SARS?
Well, there are quite a number of recommendations. Some of them were actually in the monitoring process because we made the recommendations. And so SARS may have made certain undertakings that it will change certain things. So all we're doing right now in some of those is just to monitor whether things are improving. If they improve, then we will say on this specific issue, SARS has changed. We no longer receive complaints. We remove it from our list of issues that we identified as either systemic or just a serious issue.
Advocate, thank you so much for your time this morning. That's Advocate Eric Mkawane, who is the CEO at the Office of the Tax Ombudsman. Time to have a look at traffic a little early, but let's check in on what the roads look like.